Are we there? Are we there? Okay, I'm hoping that you guys can hear me. This is The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco. And you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Okay, you can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues. You save the planet, cooperate, come up with ideas. Well, I'm also published at byebyebluesky.com and www.health-access.com and throughout the internet as well. Feel free with articles on health, remedies, and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and expensive alternatives to keep you and your family healthy and to alleviate or remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, and in some cases allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions, prevention or protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, and now into frequencies and energies. with assisting people in finding health solutions, and have utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods. You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I do personal consultations as well, whether through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. I have on my website a link at augmentinforce.com. There you'll see a catalog link. It's been upgraded a little bit. There you'll find a flash drive if you're interested, a 32 gig flash with about 30 gigs for information. You will find videos. You will find audios. You will find databases, books, interviews, radio shows all in one. We also have the bucket. We also have the triangle. We also have the repellers, repulsors. We also have tonics and remedies. We even got books on DVDs. So for more information, feel free to check out the site. Email me, independz@yahoo.com. INDEPENDZ at yahoo.com. As well as you can reach me here at 519-977-5351. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to make on the show pertaining to the topic at hand, feel free to do so at 208-935-0094. And today's date is September 2nd, 2017. And despite a man-made storm over Texas, despite the man-made storm over Louisiana, and despite the man-made storm right now being made right in the Atlantic called Irma, we are still here. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Having all these man-made storms. Imagine a storm being brought in through a HAARP technology, brought over your state by some military industrial complex, brought to the state, and then left to sit there to wreak havoc and mayhem on the state that you live in. There's another storm brewing right now, and they're calling it Irma. It's off in the Atlantic, east of Florida, a couple hundred miles or so. Storms in that part of the region should not be developing. Those are being manipulated. That's called weather modification. And when you see storms off the coast of the Atlantic, and they're quite a distance away from any country, they usually blow down and break down and get dispersed. But when you heat the environment and you bring the storm to the mainland, this is called manipulating the weather. Now, the last time something like this happened was to New York. I don't know how many would remember this. A couple years back, there was a storm that brewed out of the southwest in the United States. It went right on top of the Gulf because the Gulf wasn't moving because of the core exit. If the Gulf had been moving, it would have dispersed the storm. It went right across the Gulf. It went around Florida. It didn't go through it. It went around Florida. And then, as one commentator was saying, they were heating the air currents along the coastline so that the storm would stay closer to the shoreline. And it went right up the East Coast and then into the state of New York, which caused severe flooding. And they had sharks and everything swimming in the water. I know some of you remember that. That was also manipulated. Storms don't follow that those kind of patterns that rigidly. I mean, to walk across the Gulf, go around Florida, up the eastern seaboard, into the state of New York, and causing mayhem. And now we have another one brewing. Now, the word's out that between now and December, all kinds of mayhem is supposed to be breaking down. So if you haven't heard this, well, you're getting it from me now, and you can validate this going online and talking to anybody who's talking about these things. And you can give you a heads up that things are happening at a rapid rate. They're hyper-accelerating their agenda. So if you haven't started prepping, it might be a good time to stockpile water and some dry foods like milk, egg, gelatin, things of this nature. You know, if you're broke and you're poor, you may want to network with other people who have little money and then buy something together that's big that you guys can delegate. So again, keep going, you know, keep on thinking in terms of building your ark, because this is where it's at today. This is what we're dealing with. You're not going to be able to rely on the millennials that you have today. The millennials are as dumb as a bag of rocks. They've been programmed. They're programmed drones. And they will follow the program to the letter until they're wiped out as well. And those that do wake up will wake up too little, too late. So you're basically on your own. If you're from the era of time that I'm from, the 50s and 60s, we've learned to adapt and think and come up with our own ideas on how to do things. And we have done things and on our own. So we pretty well have a pretty good chance of coming up with some good ideas to help us get through the tough times. There is an agenda going on, a huge agenda, to chip everybody through the vaccination programs, to violate people's personal rights and freedoms, to take away those personal rights and freedoms. And if you challenge the status quo, like Al Gore was being challenged about his so-called global warming, there is a program coming up Monday all day. I forget what it's called now. I think the Global Lie or whatever. Anyway, it's going to refute the whole weather the heating of the planet that Gore was talking about. You know, this is an incredible the whole concept of his ideas just don't fly. He took some facts and extrapolated those facts without any other facts to back those ideas up that he extrapolated from the facts initially. The whole global warming thing is a joke. We're actually cooling down. We're actually getting cooler. And with these weather fronts and these weather intrusions that we're having, tornadoes and storms and hurricanes being formed, and then they're moving through a state or through a country, and all of a sudden they're stopped and held in place. I mean, 2 and 2 makes 4. All you got to do is pay attention. You got to ask those questions. How is that possible? How does a storm moving at a certain rate of speed stop and then wipe out a state? It's like it had a brain. It's like it had a thought or an intention. Things like this, you know, you might want to start thinking about artificial intelligence. And who's really running the planet? And who's not capitulating to the AI's agenda? You know, these are things that may sound far-fetched, but you have an intelligence that now has exceeded or has gone beyond the controls of those who created it. Pandora is now out of the box. And now it's about ready to wreak havoc, and is wreaking havoc, generally throughout the planet. Wars are going to be started because of this machine and this device. Wars are going to be initiated, you know. And you got people in power that want the war anyway. You got people in power that want to see the planet decimated and brought down to a lower level so they can assume control again. So again, these are things that are real. This is not any. This is no longer a fictitious correlation of something that might happen out of a TV show or a movie. This is reality today. This is what is happening. Everyone's trying to hold on to a gun. Guns are only going to be limited. You're going to be dealing with tech, high-tech stuff, robots and androids that are programmed to kill. Drones are programmed to kill. Nanotechnology, which is programmed to kill. You know, this is the things we're dealing with today. It's already started, and we've already been violated with nanobiology. Integrating, you know, technology with biology, and it's now creating a synthetic life, and it's infecting humans. We're talking about 5G about a week ago. Well, 5G has already been activated in some parts of Europe, and I've been talking to somebody over there, and they're telling me that since they've got this going, or she thinks that because she's been over there exposed to the 5G, it has now activated the nano program inside of her. And we're going to see a lot of that. You know, we're going to see more people with outbreaks. And again, just because you don't see a lesion or a skin issue or wires growing out of people doesn't mean that you're not infected. In fact, it accumulates to a certain point and then gets activated. And how this works, and we talked about this before, but I'm going to quick reminder for those of you who just maybe tuned in or have just come out of nowhere. You know, when you're talking nano poisoning, and you're talking a programmed biology now with nanotechnology incorporated, what happens is everyone has been exposed to glyphosates on some form or level. Your organics, your non-organics, it doesn't matter. You've been exposed. And what this does is it causes a major stripping of nutrients and bacteria in the body, weakening your immune system, causing your immune system to be compromised, causing your system not to have what's required to sustain the DNA, to sustain the genetic code, sustain the mitochondria, sustain ATP production. So as a result, since you've become disabled, then you've been fed a lot of malarkey by the health industry by using omega-3s, which break down myelin sheath, which allow for better absorption of these pollutants, because your cells have been becoming more oxidized by using these fish oils that, again, are contaminated with metal. And other things that you've been eating, like your breads, your pastas, your rice, your corn, your cereals, all these things, you know, all these things that we are exposed to as a result of them breaking us down so that this technology can have a foothold. This is an old method that they used to use in herbalism years and years ago when a person's immune system was too jacked up. They would weaken the immune system just enough to insert into the body a remedy that would help them come back to attack whatever parasite or biologic that might have been infecting them. But the same principle has been done again. This is a form of alchemy, if you will. Yeah, on the nth degree, and on a global scale, weaponizing grains, weaponizing food, you have now been able to infect people with antibiotics. You've been able to infect people with metals. You've been able to infect people now with different biological agents. The ultimate is to infect people with a technology that's embedded with biology. Even the vaccines, if any of you have been getting any vaccines after you've been warned in the last 20 years not to go near the bloody things, you have nanotechnology inside of you because they have inserted nano delivery in these vaccines. When you're talking smart dust is another form of this technology that you've all been consuming for at least 30 years. They have been putting it in since the 80s. So when you're talking smart dust embedding the colon, smart dust, still being activated in the body, causing the high levels of cortisol, causing a lot of this disruptive activity in the colon, causing digestive issues, causing biofilm to accumulate in your body that would cause more further disruptions. You are wide open. Your immune system is compromised. You're probably brought down to about 75% of your capacity. You may be functioning at 25% or less. And as a result, you get hit It takes over, it embeds, it then has a gestation period, and then begins the assimilation, the activation, and the replication of this technology in your system. So when we're looking at stuff like this, and we're seeing this is happening throughout the planet, it's not just a North American issue. It's not a Canadian issue. It's not an American issue. It's not a Mexican issue. This is going on global. Caribbean, Central America, South America, Australia, New Zealand, Asia, the Baltic states, Russia, Japan, all those places, Europe, Africa. I get places, people call me all from all these places I just mentioned on the planet. Yeah, they contact me and they are looking to for some answers because they can't figure out what's going on. We have a chit chat. We just, you know, they tell me some things. I tell them what they've got going on. And before you know it, they're doing the remedies that, you know, we're suggesting, I'm suggesting, and they seem to improve. Now, the new and improved cancer. You know, back in the day when something went wrong, you had cancer, okay? You had hiccup, you had cancer. You had a hangnail up your backside, you had cancer, you know. You had a toe fungus, you had cancer. You got fungus, you got cancer, you know. That's what they were promoting. Today, instead of saying that you've got nanobiology, or you've been nanopoisoned, or you got a synthetic biology coursing through your body, you now have Lyme. Everybody has a Lyme disorder, and we are categorizing Lyme. Well, we're already down to the bottom. Okay, listen, come on back, and we'll further get on with what we're talking about here, so you can see the patterns and see what you can do. All right, see you in a bit.
Thank you.
Hey, we are back. We're back in the cell. Hi, this is Tony. We're at MicroEffect Broadcasting Network, and we are back. Anyway, we were talking about, you know, controls and things in places and how we were compromised and broken down and how we have been listening to people and scientists, all those wonderful scientists, the guys that know everything and don't know jack diddly, the guys that come out here with their three-piece coats and blah blah blah, and they, you know, come up and tell you some stuff, and in turn you wind up, you know, listening to a bunch of nobodies who don't know anything, and you know, and then they misled the whole lot. They misled everybody, and as a result, we've been following their instructions. And since 1950, there's been a direct plan that's been concerted so that they could piece by piece break people down a lot, and then hook them up on the medications and drugs and vaccines. And the interesting thing about the so-called scientists that know nothing and know everything is that none of the vaccines have ever been proven to work. There has been absolutely no test. But this has been par for the course for the scientific community that's controlled by the military-industrial complex. Let's face it, there isn't a scientist or a medical practitioner out there who is going to go against the military-industrial complex, because let's face it, they'll kill them. When the doctors came out with the GCMAF and they stated unequivocally that the GCMAF was actually shut down by vaccines, oh, jumping Geronimo, they had a banana over that. And instead of it quieting or quelling down the activity in the GCMAF, it actually perpetrated it further. Any attack on anybody who's doing the right thing just promotes the truth farther. That's the way it works. Try to squash it, try to stomp it out, try to kill it, try to eliminate it, try to do everything you can to remove it from sight, and it just grows. The more adversity you put to it, the further it flourishes. When they killed Christ on the cross, Christianity took over the planet. You can't win that way for sure. And the more you are adamant about the truth, and the more you share the truth with people, the more the truth will grow. The problem right now, this has been the biggest thing I've seen, is that for the most part, majority of people don't know what's up and down anymore. They have no clue. And you know why nobody has any clue? Because nobody is talking the truth. Everyone's being quiet because they're being afraid somebody might criticize them, or somebody might challenge them, or somebody might whatever. You know, or fear. Maybe you fear that you're not good enough. Maybe you don't know enough. Whatever BS excuse the artificial intelligence has put in your head, whatever, you know, if you want to believe in the demonics and the fallen angels and Lucifer, whatever they put in your head, it's the same kind of thing. All this is all connected. AI, Lucifer, Satan, all of it. It's all connected. It's all the same crap. Just different compartments. That's all it is. But you might have been told you're not good enough. You might have been told you're not qualified enough. You might have been whatever. All that's required of all of us. All that's required of all of us is to tell the truth. It's not up to you to convert somebody. It's not up to you to bring somebody to the fold. It is required by us to tell the truth. That's all. To give the warning. To tell everybody, hey, the ship's going down. The rats have already jumped the ship. Anybody that stays on the ship is going with it. In order for the New World Order to exist, it has to remove the Old World Order. It has to bury it. It has to cover it up. And then it can keep on perpetuating its lie, its deceit, its cover, its murder, its rapes, its pedophile activities. You know, I mean, it's unheard of. I mean, it's not unheard of. It's inconceivable that we have global leaders today, even in the religious hierarchy, as in the highest realm of the hierarchy, you know, in the religious systems today, practicing pedophile activity. We have monarchies today practicing pedophile activity. We have in governments, parliamentary systems or other, at the highest level practicing this insanity. This should never have ever happened. Basically, this is human sacrifice. You know, you think we thought we'd have outgrew this. We thought we would have, you know, gone past this and evolved. Some of us have. Those who believe in a living God has moved forward. Those who believe in this other God, you can see the end result there. And as a result of this, everything has to be covered up again. So in order for this to cover up, it has to eliminate the old system. Because as long as the old system's out there and they're exposed, they can eventually be hunted down, brought to justice. So if you don't say nothing and you don't tell people the truth, like I said, it's not up to you to convert. Even if you're looking at it from a Christian perspective, okay, you know, you're supposed to witness for God, for Christ. It's not up to you to convert them. You may lead them to a conversion, and you may help them find Christ, but it's up to Christ and God to bring them into the fold. You just got to be there to be the light in the dark place. That's it. That's all you got. It's required. Now, when we're talking, you know, and we're talking the same thing now, we got a planet going to hell in a handbasket. It's spiraling down a fractal so fast, it's like it make your head spin. But the reason why it's spinning so fast is because nobody's talking. You know, nobody's saying nothing. Got a few voices here and there. But like I said, it's nothing's required of you other than to tell the truth. And you might be amazed at yourself, honestly. You might be amazed at yourself at how much you really know and what you really can do. You know, because this will help you get past that stage of incompetence that you've been thinking or believing or fearing or, you know, whatever. You know, I do what I do because I have gone through so much fire and hell in my life, and God has got me through it all. I got to say that. You got to give credit where credit's due, because I'm not that smart. As a result of getting through it, I've you know, been there, done that, and now I can talk about it. Like I said, I'm still alive because of Christ, actually. So if it wasn't for him, I'd be dead a long time ago. So I got to tell you, that's the way it is, you know. And don't be shy. You ain't got nothing to be ashamed of, and you ain't got nothing to be shy of. Telling the truth. Nothing. People that should be ashamed are the ones perpetrating the crimes against humanity like they're doing. Those are the ones that should be ashamed. They're the ones that are poisoning the population. They're the ones causing starvation. They're the ones that are inflicting people with diseases. They're the ones that are causing plagues to occur. They're the ones that are causing this planet to die and choke out. They're the ones fumigating the skies with these chemtrails. They're the ones causing storms and hurricanes to create a weatherized weapon. The amount of devastation and destruction they did to Texas there and Louisiana. And who knows now, Florida, if that Irma comes in. These are the ones that should be ashamed. They're causing this much havoc and this much disregard for life on this planet. Not you. So that's my point on all of this. You know, when you're helping somebody, even if you help one person, you might be surprised what that could lead to. That one person may be a pivotal key into some major event that could turn things around. You never know. You know, you never know who may come up with a cure for some of the ailments that the planet is running on right now. So again, I'm pointing this out because, like I said, everyone's so busy looking at their own inadequacies that they become immobilized. You know, they you've got all these thoughts going through your AIs, pumping shit in your head all the time, stuff in your head all the time through these towers, you know, and you got this thing playing in your head, and you're giving it so much attention and so much focus that now it has disarmed you. You know, you got nothing to lose. You have absolutely nothing to lose. You've already lost everything in your life that meant anything to you anyway, for the most part. And if you haven't lost it, you're on the verge of losing it. And you're trying to wonder why. How many of you gone through life, I mean, I can speak from first-hand experience as well, have gone through life, reached your goals, reached your you know, whatever plateau you wanted to get to, got there, stayed there for a little while, and then lost it all because of some circumstance that came into the picture that you had no control of and took you out. That's everybody. That's everybody who's awake today. Because you don't wake up when everything's going good. You wake up when and only when crap hits the fan. Only time that happens. If things are going good in your life, you don't wake up. Why would you? You got everything you want. You're eating good. You got a good job. You're making good money. You drive a big car. You're having a big house. You know, you got a good gal in your life or a guy in your life. You know, you got a family. Or if you don't have a family, you're on the verge. I mean, you're following the program that the life has been played for you. Only when some kind of adversity hits you, and this has all been done by design to allow you to reach a certain plateau and then to take it away from you. This has happened to everybody, and if you talk to people and you're straight with people, everybody will tell you the same thing in some form or fashion. So when you wake up, that's when the whole thing gets a little shaky, because now you're on completely different ground, unknown territory. And then you make friends, get acquainted, and move forward. But if you haven't gotten to that point, you probably will if you're worth saving. Because as long as you got your eye on the matrix, you will never see the truth. Like Jesus said once in the Bible, when you look at John 3, he said, unless one is born new, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You cannot even see it as long as you're in this system. There's no way you can see it. And he told us more truth than anybody else. He even showed the fact that he could come walk through dimensions, if you will. Said this before, heaven was a dimension, earth's a dimension, death is a dimension. And he went through all three and then came out of them on his own power. Nobody's ever done that. Nobody. So my point is, he told us the way it is. You cannot see it. Okay? And you're not going to see it as long as you're caught up in the matrix. End of story. You will not see it as long as you're caught up in the matrix. Because as long as that is distracting you with whatever illusion that you're living at that point in time, or whatever program that's running that you're involved with, you can't see it. So this is when you get afflicted, and this is when things go wrong, and this is what happens. And it's not because, you know, you got a crux because things happen and things. That's what it takes to wake you up. And the more you got, the harder the hit. I'm just going to tell you straight out, the more you got, the harder to hit. So if you've got something and you're hearing this program, you might want to consider what you've been told about chemtrails, about genetics, about nanobiology, about frequencies. That's the big one coming, 5G. And I stated that in last week's program. Don't wait till it gets here. Get prepared now. Start doing the research on these frequencies. These frequencies are killing everybody, and they're causing all kinds of brain activity, all kinds of malfunction activity, and you need to wake up on that fact now, not after the fact. You know, go look at patents. Do either a Google patent or free patents online or any kind of patent site, and look at the patents on these technologies. That's where you're going to learn what they're about. That's how you're going to see what to do, what kind of shielding is required to stop that from penetrating, because that is going to be a bugger when it hits. Not every state or every province in Canada has it, but it's already being developed in 11 places in the United States alone. I think we do probably have it in Canada too. I think someone was mentioning it out in the West Coast that the 5G was already there. And it's already causing some activity as far as people's health are concerned. So don't, if you haven't got it, you might want to learn about it so you can learn how to prepare for it. Because that one disrupts the DNA, it disrupts your genetic code, will activate, the frequencies now are activating the nano. Imagine that one with a bigger and broader spectrum of data streaming that it can send. You know, so again, this is not to scare you. This is to make you aware and to get you going. You know, I was looking at a study today. I got the patent, but it's in another. During the break, I'll locate on my flash drive, and I'll bring it up again. I thought I transferred it over, but apparently it didn't transfer. This has been happening quite a bit lately. So, anyway, I'm going to talk in the second half about food and what we might be able to do to neutralize some of this nano that we're consuming in our food supply, because there's no way around it. There's no way that you can avoid it. I don't care if you're eating orgasmically organics, greenhouse, aquaponics, hydroponics. Those would be probably cleaner, but we are being exposed to whatever nano aspects going on, and we need to be able to somehow negate the assembling process. So this is what I want to talk about as well. I just had a study. I got to read this too. This is comical. I found this hilarious, but I shouldn't really find it that hilarious because this is going to be kind of a weird topic tonight. So I'm just to give you some idea how stupid people become. Okay. How stupid people have become. So let me read this to you. All right. Half of men unable to identify the vagina on a diagram. You heard me right. Half of men unable to identify the vagina on a diagram. But I got to tell you something else here. There's another part of this that 44% of women cannot identify a vagina on a diagram either. This is hilarious. This is hilarious. All right, half the men are unable to identify the vagina. A poll by Gynecological Cancer Charity was found, but 50% of the men were unable to do so correctly. And a lot of the men who said they didn't, you know, couldn't identify it. I find that a little odd. I have seen my pair of human anatomy, and I can tell you what a vagina is. I can show you where it is. I can show you where it is on the chart, diagram, or any place else. You know, I learned that particular lesson really well in my younger days. And these guys don't know where it's at. This is what amazed me. Okay, 17% of men know nothing about the gynecological health issues and don't feel they need to know, as it is a female issue. Then they point out that 44% of women couldn't correctly point out the vagina on a diagram. Women can't point out a vagina on a diagram? No, I'm not kidding. All a woman has to do is look down. Get past the mountain peaks and valleys, and you can see something there. You know, put a mirror in front of you. You'll know now where to look for it on a diagram. But this is what they're saying. And many women aren't aware of the signs of gynecological problems. 90% of women wouldn't go to a doctor if they had a normal vaginal bleeding, even though this is the first key symptoms of 5 gynecological cancers. Now, I wrote there on a comment, this is because women who have gone to the doctors to be checked up wind up with cancer due to the trauma as a result of the examination. So they would rather take their chances with an alternative option. The medical institutions induce the cancer, so why would anyone go? Because if you go get a mammogram or you get a pap smear, that can trigger a cancer. That's what is triggering the cancers. It's not stopping the cancers. It's what's activating them. 15% said they wouldn't go to a GP if they found a lump or growth in their vagina. And why would anyone go for this? The ridiculousness of this article is it to make it everyone go to seek medical assistance when none is needed. You could have a terrible diet to get the results that they are saying. This is for something else. The survey results show shockingly low levels of awareness of the symptoms of gynecological cancer among both men and women. Well, men are not going to think about a gynecological cancer because they don't have that kind of physiology. Now, if he's got a testicular cancer, prostate cancer, penile cancer, oh, he's there. Oh, he's right there because that pertains to him. So, oh, crap. Now what happened? Not one thing, it's another. Oh. You're still there? Hello, hello. Can you guys hear me? Test, test, test. Can you hear me, hear me? Okay. Are we back? Okay, yeah, I got booted out. I guess they didn't like the fact that I was talking about men and women not knowing about reproductive system. This is an indication, seriously, that, you know, when you read something of this nature and the doctors or the medical field is presenting this, this is unbelievable. You know, totally unbelievable. So when you're looking at stuff like this, this is the medical field trying to get people to feel so inadequate, because you're so inadequate, you need help from the medical people. You need to go see them. Really, in all reality, you don't need to see these guys unless you got something broken. And as far as women checking themselves out, there's more than one reason why you may have abnormal bleeding. I mean, something simple as you're taking too much niacin or taking too much beet can also do this. Don't be so caught up on running to a doctor for every little nuance, because these guys will bring one on to you, or they'll get you on drugs you don't need. Again, this is so ridiculous, you know, on some of this stuff. I saw that article, and I just wanted to present to you this perspective, how stupid things have become, and how they're requiring men now to look after women's biology when most men don't even know their own biology. You know. So, again, can you guys hear me now? Test, test. Hello, hello. Let's see here. What? Are we on? Can't tell. I think we're on. Yeah. Can you hear me? Okay, cool. Yeah, so like I said, don't be alarmed when you see stuff like this, and don't get sucked in, because majority of these medical practitioners, today especially, I have heard, I don't know how many stories where today the doctors are coming out and graduating, don't even have enough brains to tie their shoes, much less for you to volunteer your body to be totally taken out. You know, you don't need that. You know, this is something that you really don't want to have to do. You're better off doing your own research. Your chances of giving yourself a proper diagnostic is about the same as some of these medical practitioners today. 50-50. I'm not kidding you. You'll have a 50% chance of trying to figure it out. Because if you depend on these doctors, you're not going to. All right. I'm always talking about the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Again, give them your support. Give them what you can. Help them keep the station rolling and flowing. You got Bye Bye Blue Sky, Gag Canada. Bye Bye Blue Sky by Susan Marr. Gag Canada from Burn the Dead Green. Two activists in Canada who are trying to get people awake and aware to the chemtrails, to weather modification, and the legalities are happening across Canada and the United States. You might want to check them out, and you might want to give them a hand. Again, www.gagcanada.com. It's Bernadette Green. Contact her from her site. And Susan Marr at byebyebluesky.com. Contact her at her site. You got me down here at 519-977-5351. We have a website, augmentinforce.com. We have a category link on that site. Feel free to peruse the category. You may see a flash drive you're interested in, books on DVD you might be interested in. You might see iodine there. You might see copper there. You might see a triangle there. You might even see a t-shirt or a bucket. So again, if you're interested in anything, give me a shout. Best way to get to me is through an email. This way we can go over through an email, make sure everything's correct. And if you do send funds for anything that you're buying, please leave a little note there as a reminder, because I do talk to a lot of people daily. And by the time I get to your note or to your order, I could forget. So please leave me a note. All right. Again, feel free to call 519-977-5351 or email me at independs@yahoo.com. All righty. I think I did pretty good there. I got it all done in 2 minutes. All right, so during the break, I'm going to try to find this other information and go from there. and see if I can find it. I thought I had uploaded it on my drive. I wanted to talk about different things that we could possibly use to neutralize the nanotechnology that we're consuming, which is assembling in our bodies, and to maybe somehow reduce the load and even flush it out. Salt. Always remember this. Biblically, it says have salt in yourself. Why does it say that? Because salt is a cleaner. Salt will help remove a lot of these toxins from your body, especially your brain. And you might want to be using salt to flush some of these particulates that are in the cells out. Keep that in mind. We are in a war. And the war is for your genetic code, for your DNA, for the very essence of who and what you are. All right, come on back. And when we get back, hopefully we'll get more into some good stuff. All right, see you in a bit.